This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. During his State of the State address at the Capitol today, Governor Jared Polis vowed to make housing a priority in his next term. Polis said it's time to modernize the state's land use laws to help meet the housing demand.
Let me be clear. Housing policy is climate policy. Housing policy is transportation policy. Housing policy is economic policy. Housing policy is water policy. And housing policy is public health and equity policy.
Polis has previously stated he'll make cheaper and more climate-friendly housing a priority. Heavy snow is expected to move through Colorado today. About a foot is expected in the central mountains, and nearly as much could fall in parts of the eastern front range and eastern plains. David Bargenbrook is with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
It looks like we're in tune for about anywhere from 6 to 11 inches of snow across a good chunk of northeast and north central Colorado.
Bargenbrook expects a rough commute tomorrow. Interstate 70 in Glenwood Canyon is closed due to a crash involving multiple semi-trucks and a gasoline tanker. The closure starts at exit 133, and the Colorado Department of Transportation says it should be in place until at least this evening. Crews are draining 7,000 gallons of gasoline from one tanker into another in order to clear the crash. That process could take several hours. Several thousand gallons were already spilled during the crash. Westbound motorists can use exit 205 in Silverthorne and continue through Kremling and Craig. However, that adds an extra 2.5 hours of travel. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.